This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2116. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 9th, Afghanistan, Alaska, Algeria, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Georgia, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Korea, North and South, Malaysia, Netherlands, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, some very bad news. On December 9th, the publisher of the World Radio TV Handbook, Nicholas Hardiman, advised me, "I'm sorry to tell you that the 2022 edition will be the final one produced and published by our company. A hard decision to make. I hope someone else will come forward to continue producing the book." I replied, "The WRTH has been the essential reference, and it has been my pleasure to play a small part in keeping it up to date. In recent years, those purchasing it from a retail outlet have found there have been long delays, so it would be advisable to order it direct before the stock is exhausted from WRTH.com. The new edition for 2022 has just come out." In the NASA fly sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois has been listening to Radio Afghan International Television's audio track transmitted via Tashkent, Uzbekistan on 7600. November 29th at 1310, he says, "A wonderful signal, an interview with a fellow over the phone in Pashto." And another date, not specified, he was hearing it about the same time, 1312, London studio feed via Tashkent with an excellent signal tuned in at 1308. And there were IDs at 1312 and 1315 as Radio Afghan International. Flash sheet editor Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was also having good reception December 1st at 1342. Lal Samani forwards a story from RFERL December 7th. U.S. military installs long-range missile defense system in Alaska. Of course, that raises the question whether there will be additional interference on the shortwave bands. It's called LRDR, Long Range Discrimination Radar, based at Clear Space Force Station, about 30 miles north of Anchorage. Well, LRDR, by definition, operates on S-band, which means it's way above shortwave, so it won't bother us between 2 and 4 gigahertz. In communication of the British TX Club, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria says Radio Algiers International has the following programs in English on 531 kHz, all daily, except as specified, at 0440 to 0450, news at 1100 to 1104, listed at 1345 to 1400, but not confirmed, also at 1920 to 1930, only on Thursdays at 1945 to 2000, and 2340 to 2350. The start time varies after a program in French. All except 1345 have been confirmed. 531 kilowatts is listed as 600 kilowatts. We often hear the carrier in our evenings. However, it might also appear on shortwave, as has happened in the past, at the scheduled times between 19 and 20 UT. Check out the shortwave frequencies in use then in case they're picking up this particular network. That is 7315 and 7375. Those relayed via France, of course. If they ever get their own Algerian sites going, the frequencies then would be 5985 and 9710. Sam Sanchez in the top left of the USA and Manuel Mendez in the top left of Spain both heard LRA 36 Antarctica surprisingly active on Saturday, December 4th, at least between 1545 and off at 1555. 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Actually, this time Manuel was only hearing it via remote in Brazil. He says, "I was surprised to find it on air so late in the season. I believe they would have finished for the year. In fact, they have not replied via WhatsApp since about September 20th and left a pile of reception reports unanswered, despite having said they would be sending QSLs. So this year's crew left a lot to be desired in listener contact, nor did they produce a farewell program. I think perhaps a somewhat bored operator decided to turn it on this Saturday and put out a pre-recorded program. We hope that next year the four women taking over the station will be more dedicated to their work. News regarding LOL, the time signal station in Buenos Aires, Argentina, via Horacio Negro in Uruguay, Radio Ham LU1AET, has been to the transmitter site to help maintenance on the antenna and other equipment, overdue work. On December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, they said they would be transmitting 24 hours because of the total solar eclipse over Antarctica. Otherwise, the normal schedule is Monday to Friday for only 1 hour at 14 UT. But there is no more identification in voice or in any mode, just time ticks and tones, as we heard it via remote receiver in Brazil. But apparently it's back to normal after the eclipse. There's more about this recent development and the history of LOL on Horacio Negro's excellent website, as well as about many other stations. It's lagalenadelsur.wordpress.com. Australia Non, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria, points out to us that on the 6th of December, Radio New Zealand Pacific 11725 is actually carrying a program from ABC Radio Australia in English from 1227 to 1257 UT. And there may be other transmissions of ABC via New Zealand. Célio Romais in Brazil says Rádio Educação Rural in Chefé, Amazonas is active on 4925, heard December 7th, at 0136 UT Tuesday, fair reception. He had to listen for 30 minutes until they finally mentioned Chefé in commercials and programming. It was heard in the northwest part of the state of Espírito Santo. On Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on the China station on 6035 Yunnan Radio International. On December 4th, listening from 1222 to 1300, first songs in Chinese. At 13, there were multi-language IDs, including English, Yunnan Radio International. Then a half hour of announcers and songs in Vietnamese. From 1330 to 1400, IDs and non-stop interval signal of long playing a musical loop, not Chinese melodies, but such as Bridge Over Troubled Waters, and Open Carrier at 14 and Dead Air continued. Tuning in earlier on December 6th, Ron notes there was another half hour in Vietnamese at 10 to 10:30 on 6035, otherwise in Chinese. And there were multi-language IDs again at 10:30, including English. Reporting in Rusty X, Dmitry Kotozov, about the Russian language service of China Radio International. They say they are now 80 years old. And furthermore, in a video, they insistently repeat that they are no longer China International Radio, but the China Media Corporation, according to Alex Miatlikov in Ukraine. Radio Havana, Cuba continues using 9700 for English to North America, between 02 and 08 UT, more or less. But something's always wrong on December 4th. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing the Cuban spy numbers in Spanish hybrid mode on 9700, the broadcast frequency between 0555 and 0646. This was a mix-up with the scheduled spy numbers frequency, 14375, which he heard during exactly the same hours in Radio Havana, Cuba English. He was listening via remotes in the USA. After 07 UT, 4 days a week, 9330 has long been a Cuban spy numbers frequency, but of course WBCQ is supposedly running 24 hours on the same frequency with World's Last Chance Radio. On some occasions I hear one of them, some occasions I hear the other, and some occasions I hear both at the same time, in which case Cuba is way on top of Monticello. Radio Cairo, Egypt has continued trying to broadcast on 31-meter band frequencies. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reports on December 5th a powerful signal, 20 over 9 peaks. December 4th, modulation solo, it was just a whisper. And on December 3rd, English at 2115 had good modulation, but with distortion on peaks. When I tried the 2115 broadcast on December 6th, there was nothing to be heard. 9900 nominal, but it's actually pretty far off frequency, around 9899.57 variable. They're also trying to use the same frequency for the Italian hour at 18 UT, reports Ivo Ivanov as of December 6th. During the long absence of Radio Cairo from shortwave, Ivo Ivanov has continued to hear the mystery Egyptian music station, and he still is, probably from the same transmitter site. His latest reports on December 7th on 9400 from 08 to 0820, with a test tone and then some Egyptian music, and 9550 on December 8th, same hours 0805 until 0820, using remotes in Russia. December 7th at 1527, I hear some DRM-like noise centered on 15160, but no DRMs are scheduled. Instead, it's Dimse Woyane, one of the clandestines for Ethiopia via France, during that hour, and obviously being jammed by Ethiopia. Or could it be on behalf of Ethiopia? Because we would think that on that frequency band, a transmitter inside Ethiopia would be skipping over most of the country. So could the jamming be contracted out to some other country at a favorable one-hop skip distance using a DRM transmitter? I tried to receive it in DRM, but nothing decoded via remote in Ireland. Filed under Georgia, but it's actually about Abkhazia partially relaying Russia. This from Roman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria, about 9535. December 6th at 0545, programs and vernaculars, Abkhazian and maybe Georgian from Abkhaz Radio until 0800. Though with interference from Radio Ndarasan, the target broadcast for Chad between 06 and 08. After 08, this was relaying Afto Radio in Moscow in Russian until 1458, when CRI in Nepalese started to dominate. That's AVTO as in auto radio in Moscow. But there's no signal checking later after 1557. In the British DX Club, Harald DL1AX Cool in Germany says, while Deutsche Welle officially stopped QSLing, I've now received a printed QSL card for a report emailed them on 14 September. Deutsche Welle has been in the news. Mike Cooper sends an AP story of December 3rd, suspending workers amid anti-Semitism probe. Deutsche Welle says it's suspending 4 employees and 1 freelancer during an investigation into allegations that they expressed anti-Israel and anti-Semitic views. This was in the Arabic language service. The investigation goes on, according to a press release from DW via Hans-Jürg Wiener. Ivo Ivanov often reports an unscheduled broadcast in English from All India Radio because they refuse to directly broadcast in that foreign language. Here's one which we might be able to hear, but don't depend on it every day. At 1615 to 1730, there is a Farsi service on 9620, 500 kilowatts, 300 degrees, from the Bengaluru site. But on December 7th, it was on the air 15 minutes earlier at 1600 UT in English. Ivo Ivanov reports English from Bangladesh Betar, 1230 to 13 UT on 4750 December 8th, but with co-channel interference from one or another of a station in China which considerably off-frequency below it. However, I remember that the Voice of Indonesia had been also just below 4750. Ron Howard says he's been checking for that too between 1130 and 1135 and is not hearing VOI, but he can't be positive it's not down there. Ron was hearing Indonesia on 3325 at 1102 UT, but as often the case, only a carrier, no audio. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2116. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Campbell in Ohio, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Those not necessarily need to be in U.S. funds. Chris says, for your ongoing dedication to the hobby I love, happy holidays. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. News just released December 10th by BBC Publicity. To mark Human Rights Day, BBC calls on Iran to end harassment of BBC News Persian staff. Marking International Human Rights Day, BBC calls upon Iran to end escalating cross-border harassment and threats toward BBC News Persian journalists and staff. This comes as the Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to journalists at risk, Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov, for their efforts to safeguard freedom of expression, which is a precondition for democracy and lasting peace. For over a decade, Iran has conducted a campaign of harassment and intimidation toward BBC News Persian journalists and their families in Iran, including death threats toward BBC journalists and their families in London, an asset freeze, as well as online harassment and gendered attacks on women journalists. Their family members in Iran have been arbitrarily detained, held in degrading conditions, interrogated in order to tell their relatives to stop working for the BBC, and faced other forms of discrimination because their relatives work for the BBC. BCLnews.it reports that on Sunday, 12 December, the long-wave transmitter of AM Italia on 207 kHz will be switched on at Ville Estense Padua using 1 kilowatt with a wire aerial of 350 meters. It is to commemorate the connection between Poldhu in Cornwall and St. John's, Newfoundland, with Marconi's speech and three dots of the letter S repeatedly. This occurred on 12 December, 1901. Stefano Valianti in Italy replies, 207 has been active on some nights already, for instance, December 7th, past 21 GMT, a clear signal in Bologna, parallel with medium wave 918. Aha, that means that 207 may also be carrying World of Radio at the scheduled times of IRRS via 918 kHz. The first time, I think, that World of Radio would be on long wave. More news from BCLnews.it. A sad Sunday, it is now certain that the entire RAI network in Italy will be shut down by the end of next year, according to confidential sources. The decision would have been taken at the end of September, effective 12 months from receipt of the notice of withdrawal, so the shutdown will therefore certainly take place by autumn of 2022. And this may occur with only a few days' notice. There are a number of frequencies listed, notably 900 kHz. Tibor Gal in Hungary says, today's RAI 1 on medium wave at night is not the old Notturno Italiano program, rather music interspersed with pre-recorded sports events and talk programs. There are also news commentary and weather, and in the late evenings a soap opera type of radio play program with several artists. Seems like television soundtrack. Andrea Lavendel in Italy replies, the soap opera format in the evening is the soundtrack of TV series relayed and commented over RAI's medium wave network for the advantage of visually impaired audience. Yet more news about Deutsche Welle, this time filed under Jordan. DW suspends partnership with Jordanian broadcaster Roya TV, R-O-Y-A, following emergence of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic comments and caricatures spread by the broadcaster on social media. That DW News via Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener. Tibor Gal in Hungary, however, suggests that Deutsche Welle is losing more than it's gaining by cutting off ties, no longer accessing the Middle East audience with the German point of view. Kai Ludwig forwards the response from Roya Media Group in Jordan, saying that we stress fighting racism in all of its forms, including anti-Semitism, a core value that we cherish. And we strongly condemn false accusations that have sprung which led to DW issuing its statement. Via Evely Ivanov, here are the December monthly frequency changes for JSR, Shokaze or Seabreeze, about North Korean abductions transmitted from Japan, English only on Wednesdays, otherwise in Korean and Japanese, 13 to 14 UT on 5930, and 7310, replacing 7250 and 7335. Repeated at 16 to 17 UT on 5990 and 7285, replacing 6020 and 6135. In Spain's AER Foro de X, Adriel Amaya forwards a notice from KBS World Radio. A test transmission on UT December 12th and 13th, that is Sunday and Monday at 01 UT, the Spanish hour, which has been on 11880 via Greenville, will also be testing 9780, the site not specified. Ron Hart in California reports Sarawak FM, transmitted back to that part of Malaysia from Kajang on the west coast of the peninsula, 9835, had been off the air for several days, but heard again on December 7th with a better signal than usual after 1014 UT. He's looked up the five daily call to prayer times for Kuching. They are 2118, 0434, 757, 1033 when he heard it, and 1148 UT. These times, of course, are mandated by the Almighty. This time of year, around the solstice, there should be little variation from day to day. There's a new shortwave station in the Netherlands, low power on 5955, Radio Sunlight, spelled S-U-N-L-I-T-E. Manuel Mende passes on info he got from the station. It's running 75 watts with a borrowed transmitter. It's very near the border with Belgium, and it's not entirely clear which side of the border it's really transmitting from. They'll get their own transmitter by Christmas and raise power to 400 watts. It's mostly music without DJs, says Herbert Visser of Sunlight Radio. The schedule is 06 until 18 UT, but also may be testing at night. Via Tony Rogers in communication of the British DX Club, Joe Jacob India reports on November 21st, hearing SLBC Sri Lanka the last two Fridays on 11750 at 1630 to 1830 in Sinhala, Tamil, English, and Hindi. They call listeners in the live program, and he says he was called and interviewed. They identify as City FM, SLBC, Radio Ceylon. Transmission on other days is irregular between 17 and 18 or 1830. The almost vacant 18 MHz broadcast band is easily overlooked, but there's a little activity there thanks to Sound of Hope and Chi-Com jamming. In Hardcore DX, Rudolfi Grimm in Brazil reports 18970, December 1st at 0415, with those two stations interfering. We were surprised to hear World of Radio on an unscheduled frequency from WRMI, 4980, Friday, December 3rd after 2330, when we are scheduled on 5950, but the two were on in parallel. However, this may not last much longer because the Music Hour APS radio was scheduled to occupy 23 to midnight UT Monday through Friday, and that apparently started the following week. However, 4980 could still occur for World of Radio on Sundays at 2330 to be checked out, along with 5950 and 9955. Whenever we're on 4980, we're also on that just barely audible spur, 4975. Meanwhile, another WRMI transmitter, number 5, has totally been missing from 9455 whenever checked, December 2nd through 6th at least. It had been scheduled 24 hours. Via disgraced FB, WRMI says there's a new DX program from December 2nd. It's weekly for a quarter hour, apparently, for ham radio operators, called CQ Calling, produced by Larry DeVoy. It's all on Thursdays into UT Fridays at these times, 0815 on 7730, 2015 on 15770, UT Friday midnight 30 on 9395, and UT Friday 0115 on 9955. There's a ham radio special event on short notice, and again, we can only hope you're hearing this on one of our earlier broadcasts before it's too late. 2021 marks the 100th anniversary of the historic transatlantic tests. On December 11, 2021, the IBCG replica transmitter will be operating from W2AN on 1821 kHz plus or minus CW from the Vintage Radio and Communication Museum of Connecticut. W2AN slant 1BCG will be one-way, just like the original TA test. A SWL certificate will be available. You send a copy of the transmitted message to IBCG at antiquewireless.org. Here's the schedule starting Saturday, December 11th into UT Sunday, the 12th in Universal Time, every 15 minutes for a total of 5 hours, starting at 2300 UT, 2315, 2330, etc., on until 0345 UT Sunday. I've noticed WWCR missing from 3215 at night, such as December 4th, at 0733. It was also missing the previous night, but the other three transmitters were on as usual, 4840, 5890, and 5935. I see on the website, they say, WWCR will not broadcast on 6115 or 3215 until further notice. Programming on these frequencies will continue to be available by audio stream. They give no reason. The program schedule still shows 6115 at 22 until 02, and 3215 at 02 until 12 UT. The only other number one frequency, 15825, is still on. It's normally very poor here, too close for skip, but in the winter there may be some sporadic enhancement between 12 and 22 UT. It's reported in the British Jazz Club that the 17 November edition of their mailbag explained that they are having difficulty sourcing some spare parts for their transmitters. Well, I wonder what kind of parts those would be, which allow the same transmitter to operate on 15825, but not on the other two frequencies. By December 4th, UT5th, WWRB in Tennessee, had made its switch from the 59-meter band 5050 to 3215. I heard it December 5th at midnight 33, presumably starting earlier, and their new frequency at 0200, 3360 also started. As Dave had announced, instead of 3195 or 3185, it's just as strong as 3215 had been. But they don't need to switch anymore as long as WWCR cannot use 3215. Exact span of the new frequency not known, 3360, but on UT Sunday it was about 3 hours and about 2 hours on UT Monday, December 6th. By the way, their website, www.wwrb.org, now calls it an internet radio station, yet it's still full of years outdated shortwave frequency and programming info. On WCLV's weekend radio, Sagebrush Bob is featuring Stan Freberg episodes, and he always remarks that CBS radio no longer exists. Well, not exactly. We keep hearing it on the air, such as WCCO 830 at 07 UT, introducing a program from the CBS Audio Network, Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Then after 07 on KOKC 1520, CBS Radio News. And of course there's CBS Sports Radio all over the dial. The history of CBS Radio is rather convoluted. You could try looking it up at Wikipedia. Christians versus Christians, or at least Catholics versus Protestants. Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois reports to the NASPA flash sheet about 7365. Good signal at 2045 of Vatican Radio in French to West Africa and into Portuguese at 2100. But he says, gotta wonder what they're doing here, blocking a long-standing channel of 8CJB via Germany. Not very neighborly or Christian. It's already rather hard to hear 8CJB at other times due to Cuban jammers aimed at Radio Marti, but broadcasting at all hours. Vatican left the air at 2128, and nothing was uncovered by then. Editor Bruce Portzer notifies that the new edition of the Pacific Asian Log, PAL, is now available. It covers more than 5,000 stations in the Eastern Asia and Pacific region in over 50 countries. It's mainly about medium wave, but also covers domestic shortwave, with locations, power, networks, scheduled languages, formats, networks, and other information. Here's where to download it. Go to www.radioheritage.com and then the Radio Guides drop-down menu. The Pacific Asian Log was first issued in 2001. The HF Propagation Outlook from SWPC Boulder issued December 6th. Geomagnetic field expected to be at quiet to G1 minor storm levels, likely on 17 and 27, 28 December. Active conditions, December 13th, 18th, and 29th. Otherwise unsettled or quiet levels. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on December 10th, 14th, and 19th. 12 and 4 on December 13th, 18th, and 29th. 15 and 5 on December 17th and 27th. 18 and 5 on the 28th. Solar flux peaking at 87 December 19th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2116, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.